The state would save $1.2 million by converting an assisted living center at the Union Grove Veterans Home into a skilled nursing home. The change would eliminate more than 20 jobs, including 7 nurses. Several employees facing pink slips testified against the plan during a teleconferenced public hearing yesterday. County Veterans Service officers spoke out against another part of the plan that would consolidate the Bureau of Claims with the Veterans Benefits and Services Division. Rock County Service Officer John Sola says that will make it harder for him to help veterans get the federal benefits they're entitled to.
Everybody's concerned about getting our veterans the benefits. Part of the reason is it brings money into the state. We cannot continue to bring money into the state at the level people would like us to if we don't have that support at the regional office.
Another service officer, Russ Peck, says weakening the claims department may hurt the neediest clients he works with, service members' widows who are eligible for only $7,500 a year in pension benefits.
Their biggest concern is what flavor cat food they're going to open in the morning for breakfast. And for the VA to hold a claim on them for 6 months to 9 months because of something ridiculous is ridiculous. It's our job to go up and make sure that that moves along.
The Veterans Affairs Board won't vote on the reorganization plan until April. Meanwhile, the Department of Veterans Affairs is fighting cuts in Governor Walker's budget that would cut funding for other veterans service programs, including those that serve homeless vets. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.